has confirmed an imported case of Ebola in Bundibugyo after a 59-year-old Congolese man who had been admitted at Chivuli Hospital in Kampala died from the highly infectious disease, triggering an emergency national response. The Ministry of Health says the deceased was admitted on May 11th with respiratory distress, fever, epigastric pain, nausea, and difficulty passing urine before his condition deteriorated in the intensive care unit, where he later developed bleeding symptoms and died on May 14th. According to Permanent Secretary Dr. Diana Atwine, the patient's body was transported back to DR Congo before Ugandan authorities received an alert from Congolese health officials about suspected Ebola outbreak across the border. The ministry swiftly tested an earlier obtained sample from the deceased and it was confirmed positive. About 246 suspected cases and 65 deaths have been recorded in DR Congo. The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warns of a high risk of further spread due to urban settings, population movement, mining activities, insecurity and proximity to Uganda and South Sudan. The agency convened an urgent meeting yesterday with health authorities from the DRC, Uganda and South Sudan, as well as key international partners to strengthen cross-border coordination, surveillance and response efforts. To end the news, here are the top stories once more. Works to tarmac Koboko Yumbe Moyo Road reaches 42%. IGG warns the newly elected leaders have 3 months to declare a wealth, and Uganda confirms Ebola case as 65 die in DR Congo in latest outbreak.